Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Hey there, Glowgetters. Welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Hope you've had a fabulous week and you're starting to wind down to the weekend. Do you know that feeling when you're driving home from somewhere late at night and you see the fuel light come on and the gauge is like pointing to the big E for empty and you start to pray more fervently than usual and you get annoyed at yourself? Why didn't I just fuel up when I had the chance? I'm sure everyone has felt this feeling at one point, me more so than not. I usually leave it to the last minute. Yet sometimes this is exactly how we live our lives, running on empty. Have you ever found yourself starting to go into panic mode? Stress creeps in and negative thoughts take over fear, worry, and doubt. This is your spirit telling you that your fuel light is on and your gauge is pointing to the big E, empty. In the same way that you cannot expect to keep your car to keep running without fuel, you can't expect yourself to keep running without refueling yourself with energy and great mindset. So what is our fuel, or how do we recharge? Let's create our own fuel stations. You are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show, Kickstart, where we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles in varied male-dominated industries, and I tell you pretty much how it is. So today is episode 24, and we're talking about running on empty, our tanks when they're half full, or are they half empty? I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the Glowgetter, and my background is I'm no stranger to wearing high vis workwear, getting down and dirty in the coal dust and the grease. And my passion and purpose now is to reinforce and support confidence in women and encourage more women to kick off their heels and tap into their steel caps and to pursue these non-traditional roles in the varied industries out there as I share my knowledge, career experiences, and understanding of the industries. So here we are. We found ourselves on the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Now, there's a big hidey-ho to all my listeners here in Australia and how y'all going to our listeners in the US. Now, I hope we can keep you in good company over the next hour and where I'll share some hopefully valuable insights. Now, it's a big, huge shout-out to all the women working out on track and on site today. Stay safe, ladies. We all need you to get home to your families and your loved ones well tonight, and have a fantastic day or night shift. Now, this also might be a good time to mention that the radio show does and may contain some adult language, but enough of that. Let's get into it. So we're talking about refueling ourselves, and you know, when most of us are running on empty, are we fueling up or just filling up? Now, it's so important that we know that we can choose to fuel ourselves into action, create new opportunities, and illuminate our ways to accelerate our focus and direction. I love things that glow. So every day you have a choice about whether you fuel yourself or you just fill yourself. So where are you investing your energy day to day? Is it like everybody else? Busyness, emails, social media, webinars, Zoom meetings, parenting pressures, like we're going back to school next week, the financial stress, or stuck in the throes still of working from home? It can all drain your internal tank and leave you empty. So are you simply topping up or filling yourself to exist rather than fueling yourself to thrive on? Now, you will always have to make choices about how you spend your time And we all waste so much of our time filling up with rubbish, all the non-essential data, instead of fueling ourselves with positive and meaningful knowledge and information. Yes, we all have the same number of hours in a day. It's what we do with them that counts. You know those times when you've been sitting on the lounge, just scrolling through your phone or your iPad, your tablet, and even while you're doing it, you know it's emptying and draining your tank, yet you just keep sitting there searching and scrolling in case you find that one thing, that something that fills you up. Maybe you're searching for something on Instagram or Facebook or just mindlessly looking through your phone. So often we look to other people or other things to fill us up or to make us happy, to make things better for us, to take care of things or to make us feel a certain way. So does this sound all a little too familiar? Yes, it does, as I know I'm guilty of it too. This is exactly how we mindlessly fill up on other people's feeds and we don't gain drive or benefit out of it for ourselves. This is such a losing game because we can't control other people or the things outside of our own selves. And so at some level, we will always be fearful because those things could be taken away, thus literally draining out our tanks. And sometimes we fill up our time to procrastinate from working on ourselves or areas of our lives. So is your filling up a form of self-sabotage or is this a secondary gain in staying in gear? You're staying in park where you are and not refueling yourself. Unsatisfaction in life. I find that life is going so fast and has become something so far from nature. And the system pours so many false perceptions and desires into our heads that it's really difficult to stay connected to ourselves and be grateful for all that we have. Now, our lives are run by time. We need time to work, make money, to buy the things we think we need, to keep up with the Joneses, to be able to go on holiday to, you know, beautiful places like Spain. That's me. Not to mention our lives online these days. Many have a kind of professional identity that it seems they must maintain to be able to market themselves and keep up with the technological business world. That's just so predominant in our lives now. The effort we make to stay connected is quite immense. In reality, time is passing so fast, and the moments when we are really able to enjoy all that we are working for are few and far between. Now, it's a common theme. When you have money, you have no time. When you have time, you have no money. Some years ago, I'm sure I was dreaming of having a life like I do now. And yet, when you are in the present moment, there are always times when you feel like there could be something more. Nonetheless, I'm completely sure that there is nothing that will give me more than just being able to appreciate what I already have right here and right now. You've probably heard the saying, attitude is everything. As cliche as it sounds, mastering your mindset is critical to your success and happiness in life. The definition of mindset is the established set of attitudes held by someone. You have a choice in the way you perceive whatever is going on. You have the power to choose whether you think your tank is half full or half empty. Attitude is the fuel that drives behavior. It determines the ways in which you think and you feel. It sets the tone for your emotions and how you react to what happens at home, in the workplace, in your life in general. It not only affects what you do, but how you do it. So in these days, particularly of stress and working from home, burnout, attitude and mindset is even more critical. And how we approach these stressful periods and situations is an important part of how we thrive, how we move on and come out the other side. So adopting positive attitudes and mindset has also been identified just as important to healthy wellness and resilience. Adopting a more positive mindset can be challenging because it pushes you out of your comfort zone. And we all know we don't like that feeling. But that comfort zone, it's a dead end. By taking a new attitude towards your personal growth, you open up yourself to greater possibilities, and there's unlimited possibilities out there. Not to mention, you'll begin to fill your tank, reach your full potential, and one of the greatest accomplishments anyone can feel in their life and career. And I've learned the warning signs myself that indicate to me when I'm running on empty. I let small things really upset me, and it takes a bit to get me going, but I let others know also. And I get a little embarrassed when I get to this point, but I've learned to see it as a warning sign that I need to get intentional about refueling and filling up. So how do you refuel yourself so you stay running and committed to your goals and intentions in the best possible way? Well, for me, it's awareness and identifying what's been burning my fuel and leaving me idle. You need to get really clear on how you spend your energy. The how, where, why, and when. Is it idling your energy or is it increasing your RPMs, your revs? Do you need to reroute? Is how you burn your fuel or spend your time and energy aligned with where you want to go in your life? It's like when your stomach's empty and you get that gurgling and rumbling in that. You want to find something to eat. Sometimes it's a quick snack. Sometimes it's a gourmet meal. But what you don't do when you're hungry is sit down and wait for someone else to feed you. You feed yourself. So we need to fuel up and fill up our attitude and mindset. Now, it may take effort. You may not be able to immediately get to the full mark, but there are infinite variety of fuels that may fill your tank. But here's the key. You must learn how to refuel yourself. You are the one who must proactively choose what fuel to look for and intake whatever fuel your tank needs. Your tank may need many different types of fuel to fill, but it's important to be aware of what fuels you. It's unique as the kind of physical food you like and you don't like. So here's a couple of ways I like to refuel my tank. So stillness versus stimulation. Most of us today are overstimulated. We face constant input from television, smartphones, and all of the social media. That kind of data overload drains your internal tank. So going non-digital for an hour, an afternoon, or a weekend, it revolutionizes my sense of being. Then there's inspiring versus entertaining. Most of media capitalizes on the sensational, the superficial, or the scandalous. The entertainment value of it may keep you vegged out, but it won't fuel and fill your tank. On the other hand, there are excellent and certain books, YouTube movies and clips, music and podcasts that can truly lift, fuel, and fill your tank in an enormous way. So ask yourself two questions. Number one, how do you know your tank is empty? What are your unique emotional signals? And how do you behave differently when your tank is depleted? What tells you you're running on empty? And then number two is, what type of fuel performs the most for you? When do you feel the most alive or most refreshed or the most creative? What people or activities or places fill you up? Continuing to run on empty will never turn out well. Notice the signals, the lights that indicate you have an empty tank, and learn to fuel yourself with the type of fuels you need. Notice what fills you up and find ways to do more of that. What signals tell you that your tank is running out of fuel or empty? When does the light start flashing? Can you name one or two things that actually provide you with fuel for your tank? Something to think about, isn't it? Okay, let's take a little break and we'll listen to a tune. and I'll be right back with you very soon. So we're topping up our tank. Imagine your dream car, sleek lines, high performance, total luxury. You finally get to drive it, racing around in it as long as you can, impressing yourself and everyone else as you pass by, until it runs out of fuel. Then, regardless of its potential, you're stuck. Your amazing car grinds to a halt and it's not going anywhere. Luckily, cars come with a fuel gauge, usually mounted in a highly visible location right in front of you, that allows us to keep track of the amount of fuel in the tank. Now, we can easily see when we're getting low and should be making plans to fill up the tank so we do not run out of fuel. But how many times do we let that just go down to the last very drop? We are like that dream car, seemingly full of limitless potential. We all have an energy tank, a repository of energy that allows us to achieve our goals, meet our responsibilities, and get through our day. Unfortunately, unlike that car, we do not come with an energy gauge. We have to keep track of the level of our energy in other ways and recognize when we are depleted and running low, so that we can take action to fill up our tank. So what we need to do is create our own fuel gauge. So for many of us, keeping track of our energy level is difficult at the best of times, and even sometimes it can seem impossible. Now, there is too much to do. We are busy, conscientious, and highly responsible. We sacrifice our needs to meet those of others majority of the time. This is part of who we are, because we don't have a meter to indicate our level of energy. We often don't recognize a problem until we are almost running on empty. We must proactively stop to consider our level of energy and ask ourselves, how full is our tank? Is your energy tank full? What are you feeling that supports this conclusion? Take a moment and just have a think about how you feel. You know, that song might have brought some feelings about. Think about how you feel when you are full of energy. So, for example, you might feel positive and optimistic, confident, yeah, and you've got good self-esteem. You've got a high sense of satisfaction, healthy, and a very fulfilling relationship. Are you at empty? What are the signs and symptoms? And they could include physically unwell, fatigue, insomnia, and anxiety. You might feel negative and irritable, experience problems in your relationships, and the onset of bad habits such as overeating, drinking too much, or just lethargic, not exercising. So you've got to try to identify a key early sign of low energy, and you need to watch it regularly and address it as early as possible. And this is where your input versus your output. So let's consider the energy tank further. Imagine that it has holes in the bottom through which your energy just drains away. Think about what activities, situations, or people are energy drains for you. Can you let go of these activities or relationships and plug up these drains? That will help maintain your level of energy. At the top of the tank is a large opening through which you can pour in energy, pour our fuel in, how we refuel. So what activities, situations, and people create energy for you? You need to identify these and do them more so that you can top up your tank. So when we top up our tank, if possible, we need to identify four groups of activities, and those that can take 10 to 30 minutes to do, those that take 1 to 2 hours, and those you can do in half a day, and then those that you can enjoy in a full day. So keep a running list. There's another checklist for you. And add to it as you find new ideas that come up that, you know, that are able to energize you and refill your tank. Now, there's a good rule called the Tarzan rule. Oh, hang on a minute. You're saying, Joe, what is the Tarzan rule? I've never heard of it. The Tarzan rule one is a simple yet brilliant concept based on how Tarzan swings through the jungle, never letting go of one vine until he has another one in hand. Similarly, Do not let go of something that is good for you without arranging for the next one. Keep swinging on that vine. So, for example, don't end a holiday without booking another one. Don't end a run without knowing when you are going for your next run. And don't end an evening with good family or friends without knowing when you'll be all, when you're all going to see each other again. And don't end a visit to the day spa, definitely not without booking your next appointment. And don't end a date night without knowing when you're going to go out again without the kids, without the family. And don't end that golf game without booking the next tee off time. Don't uncurl yourself from that chair and stop reading that magnificent book without knowing when you're coming back for the next chapter. And don't end that telephone or Skype call with your elderly parents without pinning down when you will call them again next. So continue this list on your own and personalize it for yourself. Focus on what you can do realistically during this time of social distancing in particular, and identify the things that make you feel re-energized and make a commitment to booking one more before you end the current one. Remember, follow the Tarzan rule to maintain healthy behavior and remain strong and resilient, especially during this crisis time. So we're on to kick-ass women making waves. To the women who break the glass ceiling and pave the way for others after them. Okay, so kick-ass women making waves segment this week. Now, I don't think I could have chosen anyone else other than this inspiring young woman. Particularly being the historic point it was in time in the US this week. I'm talking about the change of guard in the White House in the US, the inauguration of President Joe Biden. So if you're not familiar with this segment, well, I thought it was about time to introduce a weekly segment to recognise extraordinary achievements and contributions women have made and continue to make in our unbalanced world. We live in an exciting period of history. The groundswell for change to a more gender-based world is growing, with people speaking up and demanding equal opportunity for all women in all walks of life. Now, women are making their own noise about equality and achievement in sectors of industry in a world that often serves up extra hurdles for females. Now, these women are trailblazers who, through courage and perseverance, challenge the status quo. They defy societal norms with the love of their work and improving the quality of life for many. They are mothers, daughters, sisters, and they are worthy to be honoured. So each week I shine a spotlight on one of these extraordinary women who are making a difference and that are inspiring role models. So this week our kick-ass woman making waves spotlight is on Amanda Gorman, the 22-year-old Harvard graduate from California who made US history on Wednesday as the youngest person ever chosen to write a poem for the presidential inauguration. Now, wow, what a week it's been. We've seen a mammoth changing of the guard in the US presidency and vice presidency, and no matter what your political beliefs, I think it's friggin' awesome. And so inspiring that a woman is entrenched at the highest levels of American politics. Now, this is progress at its finest. However, they have a long, hard battle ahead of them, and all we can do is pray that they bring unity at a time most crucial. Now, congratulations to Amanda Gorman, an exceptionally astute and formidable young woman and a most aspiring and empowering role model to not only young girls, but women of all ages. Amanda captivated the world on Wednesday with her moving rendition of The Hill We Climb, a work about unity, healing, and perseverance. So how did Amanda get there? At just 16, she was named Youth Poet Laureate of Los Angeles, and her first poetry book, The One For Whom Food Is Not Enough, was released a year later in 2015. Then in 2017, Amanda became the USA's first ever National Youth Laureate, Having seen Amanda perform at the Liberty of Congress, First Lady Jill Biden asked Amanda late last month to write something to recite on Wednesday at the inauguration ceremony. Now, Amanda had also found commonality with President Joe Biden, as both her and the president battled speech impediments. So for Amanda, writing poems on the page wasn't enough for her. She had to give the breath of life. She had to perform them as she was. That was the moment that she was able to grow past her speech impediment, she said. So while Amanda has already accomplished a lot, Amanda's career is just so beginning. So congratulations, Amanda Gorman. You are one hell of a kick-ass woman making waves. Now, the shout out to Kick-Ass Women Making Waves series is all about recognising that our success and where we are in life is at least somewhat thanks to the efforts, support, mentorship, love and encouragement of others. So if there's someone that you want to dedicate a shout out to, let me know. Email me at Jody, J-O-D-Y, at kickasswomen.com.au and let's discover these unknown gems. They are so deserving of recognition. So please let me know. Okay, let's listen to one of the show's sponsors and I'll be straight back with you.
Hey, Glowgetters. Have you heard about Kick-Ass Women? Founded by Jo Sainsbury, Kick-Ass Women is dedicated to empowering and supporting women who are considering a career change into an industry role. Visit our brand new website at www.kickasswomen.com.au or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook and LinkedIn today to keep up to date with all things Kick-Ass Women and the incredible opportunities and content we have for you. See you there, glow-getters.
Okay, so let's get back to what does it mean to manage our energy levels, particularly at work? Throughout the workforce of any highly competitive, goals-driven company, it's not uncommon, for employers, and quite often the employees themselves, to have a 60-hour work week, 70. For some, it could even be up to 80, and that's their norm. Those who adhere to this mindset believe that working as long as possible is the only way to get tasks done, achieve greater results, or vanquish their competitors. Many millennials view their tireless work ethic as a badge of honour or bragging rights. However, the basics of energy management would suggest otherwise. Pushing yourself to put in your 10 to 12 hours or 14 hours every day isn't necessarily effective or efficient. While time is static, energy levels ebb and flow. So when it comes to maintaining productivity, striking a balance is the key. So once your energy is restored, your capacity to work more proficiently tends to elevate along with it. When you're at a point where your physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual energy levels are constantly running on empty, putting in more time at work won't make a difference. In fact, burning the midnight oil may actually prove counterproductive. So how to manage your time by understanding the way your energy levels work? Now, according to Tony Schwartz, that's a TEDx speaker and founder of The Energy Project, energy management requires a balance between energy expenditure and energy renewal. It can be expanded, it can be renewed, and you can even learn to use it more efficiently. So as you determine the best way to manage your time better, it's helpful to observe how your energy levels differ throughout any given workday. So for example, take the morning. Do you feel energized after a full night's rest and always set aside personal time for exercise or breakfast before heading off to work? Or maybe you feel more inspired and ready to make decisions in the afternoon once you catch a second wind. Observations like this help establish the types of management strategies that will best correlate with the times your energy levels are high. And there are also low energy times. For some, this could be in the morning before coffee, or the sudden lull people usually feel after lunch. It's critical to recognise these moments too, probably more so we recognise them more. So by doing so, you gain the ability to schedule and prioritise different work activities throughout the day in relation to their changing energy levels. Maybe some may need to arrive at work first thing in the morning when they're most excited to take on the day, or work late into the evening after everyone else has gone home and they can truly focus. So let's explore the manner in which the four energy types are used and regenerated. First off, we've got physical energy. Your physical energy or your body energy is perhaps the most observable of the four types of energy, and it's the easiest one to control. The key to maintaining peak energy levels involves getting adequate sleep, amounts of nutrition, exercise, and rest, of course. However, many people may find it difficult to practice healthy behaviours on a regular basis, and there's many reasons for that, especially with the myriad of other demands competing for attention at home. As far as the renewal and sustainability of physical energy are concerned, quality and frequency are equally more important. So what constitutes an energy renewal activity? Some examples could be talking with a coworker about non-work activities, setting aside 15 minutes simply to watch YouTube, something inspirational and educational more so, taking a relaxing walk outside to clear your mind. And just remember to make these activities a part of your daily routine. So the next is our mental energy. In the modern workplace, multitasking is not only ineffective and unproductive, it can be costly. A report by project management software developer Realization suggests the mistakes attributed to multitasking cost the global economy up to $450 billion annually. Now, switching focus to take a call or check email further compromises your mental energy, increasing the time necessary to complete your primary work task by as much as 25%. So designating specific times for you to address these ancillary tasks can help reduce interruptions and sustain your mental energy levels. So there's other ways to prioritise your work tasks, and they can include creating a daily to-do list. Ching, ching. There's the list again. And it's prioritised by importance. Setting reminders in your Outlook or whatever calendar you have on your platforms to increase productivity, and working in a quiet room to avoid all the distractions. So by committing longer stretches of time to tackle the bigger priorities, your team and yourself becomes better equipped to produce quality work and guard against mental burnout. Then we have the emotional energy. Emotional energy impacts the effectiveness of your work. Most of us recognise that we perform best when we're in a good mood. Of course we do. Of course, controlling emotions like happiness can prove challenging at times. Under a barrage of consistent demands and external pressures, emotional energy shifts from positive to negative feelings, often back and forth throughout the workday. So while in panic mode, people become irritable, impatient, and anxious. In turn, this makes it difficult for you to focus and perform well or lead effectively. Fortunately, and there are some solutions. So during unpleasant situations, start deep breathing, have a little bit of meditation, and, you know, whatever other little relaxation exercises you can implement or introduce. Encourage positive feelings in the workplace. What you pay forward, it pays back. And being happy, it is contagious. Reduce tension in individual relationships. Improve how you respond to stress triggers. When you learn to recognize what kind of events prompt the onset of negative emotional energy, you'll also gain a greater capacity to control their reactions. And then we've got spiritual energy. People maximise their spiritual energy levels when the work they perform provides them with a greater sense of purpose, and it coincides with what they value the most. Unfortunately, the realities of work life don't always allow for people to find the deeper meaning or lasting gratifications of their work. So to access spiritual energy in the workplace, workers need to establish clear priorities and start being more attentive to their deeper needs to influence their work satisfaction. And this process begins by purposefully allocating time to the areas of life we deem most important, while allowing these core values to be reflected in our daily behaviours. Now, those life areas can include spending time with family, friends, and loved ones, attending some self or professional development, or volunteering and serving others in the community. There's lots of ways that you can build that, and we need to build that to get our end result through greater awareness of your spiritual energy and taking steps to build up reserves of it. People begin to feel more positive, enjoy greater focus, and demonstrate greater perseverance in the face of difficulty. So work versus energy and putting it all together. When the importance of energy levels is continually disregarded, several things can happen. You feel increasingly stressed, anxious, and defeated. By investing in the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being of yourself, workplaces can attract and retain a lot more employees who bring all of their multidimensional energy to the workplace. So as a result, both entities, yourself being the employee and the employer, gain fresh opportunities to grow in value and impact. Okay, so that's a wrap. Let's hear from another one of our show sponsors, and we'll be back to get our Take 5 tips.
Hey, Glow Getters. Did you know that Jo Sainsbury is a published author for her book High Heels to High Viz and has been named an Amazon number one bestseller? Telling the story about Jo's transition from the corporate sector into industry, High Heels to High Viz acts as a guide for women who are considering a non-traditional role and career. High Heels to High Viz is available for purchase online at all leading bookstores, including Amazon, Dimex, Waterstones and eBay.
Okay, so our Take 5 tips for this week, they're questions to ask yourself. How full is my energy tank? How do I know that? What is a key sign that it is full or empty? What drains my tank that I could stop doing? What can I do to top up my tank? And how can I use the Tarzan rule to maintain positive activities on an ongoing basis? Something to ponder and think about, and a good little exercise to do over the weekend. Use that little bit of relaxation and meditation time to have a think about those questions and answer them. And then your safety affirmation for this week is, energy is the essence of life. Every day you decide how you're going to use it by knowing what you want and what it takes to reach that goal. Wise words of Oprah Winfrey. So that's it, guys. I do hope you found the information helpful and valuable, and it gives you something to action over the weekend. Regularly take the time to refuel your energy and balance your mind, your input, your output, and all of your different senses. It's such a simple thing, but I promise you, it will make all the difference when it comes to your everyday health and well-being. Whatever you fill yourself up with will eventually overflow. It will impact the people around you and influence people's perspective of you. And if you get it right, what you fill yourself up with, you will want to give rather than get, and you'll start to attract others who are doing the same. Mastering your attitude and mindset is an inside job. It requires time and effort on your part to focus on yourself. When you feel prepared and ready for your day, your tank is full. You are much better able to be strong and there for yourself. As always, I really appreciate you guys for giving me your time to listen to the radio show. You can find more information on this episode in the show notes or on my social media pages, either on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. And be sure to tune in again next week. Reach out to me and follow me on Kick-Ass Women or Jo Sainsbury social media pages if you haven't already. And I would really love to hear from you. So show some love for Kick-Ass Radio Show by leaving me a review on BBS Radio Network at bbsradio.com/kickassradio. Or you can send me an email at Jody, J-O-D-Y, at kickasswomen.com.au. I forgot that for the moment. Or find me on Facebook at facebook.com/kickasswomenaustralia. And be sure to subscribe to the podcast to get the latest episodes sent directly to you. To learn more about transitioning into a non-traditional role, give me a shout out. Well, that's all for today, folks. Thanks for your company and for listening to Kick-Ass Radio. It's not goodbye, but see you later. Stay safe and well. Go crush it. Stay in touch. Poscoms. Go on. Get your glow on.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kick-Ass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kick-Ass Women and Jo Sainsbury? Visit the Kick-Ass Women website or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kick-Ass Radio.